SBC Media.
Welcome to iGaming Daily, analysing the news from the betting and gaming industry all over the globe. Supported by SBC Summit Barcelona, the industry-leading conference bringing you the future of sports betting and iGaming.
SBC Summit Barcelona is where you can experience the entire global industry coverage under one roof. Join 10,000 industry professionals for 3 days of game-changing conversation and education. Get your tickets now at sbcevents.com.
Generational change has been called by Kindred Group as Henrik Tjärnström ends his 14-year tenure as chief executive, to be replaced by Nils Anden on an interim basis. Once recognised as the industry's steady Nordic ship, circumstances have rapidly changed for Kindred, navigating headwinds across multiple Western European markets. Q1 results saw Kindred announce that it would review strategic options, including the possibility of a sale or merger of its business. So, what do Kindred's compounding struggles tell us about the growth challenges facing gambling PLCs and their consequent adjustments to new market realities? Joining me today on the latest episode of iGaming Daily is Ted Minwe, the content director at SBC, and Ted Om Clay, the senior journalist at SBC News, or as I like to call them, the two Teds. Before we delve into the topic at hand, there's always something we need to suss out before we start with you two Teds. How do we determine who's who? Now, I cannot think of a way of doing this. We went alpha and beta last time. So what I'm going to do is ask you both, how would you like to be referred to in this episode? So Ted, Big Ted, Ted Minwe, how would you like me to refer to you in this episode?
If you could refer to me as Sir Edward Minwe.
Sir Edward Minwe.
That would be...
I tip my hat to you, sir.
Yeah, I really want to refer you.
Cool. So we have Sir Edward Minwe and other Ted.
Oh God, putting me on the spot here, James. I'm not this imaginative, you know. Come on, you've been working with me for years now. You should know this.
Because Sir Edward Minwe is a sir, shall we call you Squire Ted?
That did occur to me, to be fair. I mean, every knight needs one, don't they? So yeah.
Perfect. So for this episode, we have Sir Edward Minwe. Say hello.
Hello.
And Squire Ted. Say hello.
Hello. Happy to be of service.
So... Squire Ted, we're going to come straight to you here first. What was your first-hand reaction to Henrik Tjärnström's departure? Is this an unexpected move by Kindred?
I wasn't particularly surprised, no. I don't think it's too much of an unexpected sort of conclusion. I mean, he's been with them for well over a decade, 14 years, I think, since before the company rebranded to Kindred from its original Unibet identity. And during that time, they have seen a lot of success over the years. But since 2021, I think they've been having a bit more of a difficult time, especially sort of with regards to regulatory issues. If we just fast forward to what's been going on over the past 6 months to a year, there's been a lot of regulatory uncertainty in the UK. We've had new laws coming in the Netherlands since 2020. They've been having some difficulty in Norway as well. Their subsidiary's been coming under fire from the Norwegian authority. And there's been, changes in their native Sweden as well. This is all just sort of compounded with some fairly sticky financial results, particularly towards the end of 2022. So I'm not particularly surprised that there's been some changes in leadership, which were already beginning to happen before Tjärnström stepped down with the chief financial officer, Johan Wilsby. It was announced he was going to be departing just a couple of days before the CEO stepped down.
Sir Edward Minwe, anything to add to that?
No, I think Ted's covered it, but I'd just say that Henrik Tjärnström was in charge for 14 years, and he led Kindred through multiple transitions, and they had a lot of success under him. And he also changed the whole structure of the business. So it's going to be a big, big, big job to replace them.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned it's a big, big job, and they've had various challenges and successes. 2021 was a big success for Kindred straight off the back of COVID, not so much in 2022. So who comes in, I believe it's Nils Anden, I believe it is. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't know if I pronounced that right. Hopefully I have. What's next for him? Like, how does he succeed moving forward?
As in, like, what his priorities are? I mean,
yeah.
Firstly, the Kindred already set out some targets for 2023 at their Capital Markets Day. I think it was revenue of $1.6 billion. He's going to be working to achieve that. And then also just sort of to edge the company back towards profitability as well after after profitability took a hit in 2022, I think, of like around 60%. Their revenue's still increasing, though, which was a positive thing for them in the Q1 results. So I think he's going to be working towards that and probably ultimately to re-achieve that success that they had in back in 2021, as we discussed. Obviously, this could be a difficult task just because there's, you know, various major competitors out there. And as we've said, there's the various European countries are standing at a regulatory crossroads. But yeah, I think that would be his immediate sort of objectives.
Look, I think in answer to that question, you've got to revise what happened in 2022 to Kindred. It was a dire year for this business. And Kindred, to a certain extent, they are kind of navigating the headwinds of what's happening across kind of the European regulatory scene, market by market, and it carries huge exposure in Sweden with upcoming changes, in Belgium, in the Netherlands, and also in the UK. And I think Nils Anden taking over leadership, he's going to have to answer kind of what is Kindred's position within this market, and whether these markets are still certain markets. How much, you know, spend should they attribute to these markets, and how much growth can they eke out? Finally, it's also, I mean, looking at their accounts, one of the things that you get in the breakdown is that Kindred have actually grown their player base substantially. They added about 400,000 players last year, but they're just not getting the value out of these customers. And I think that's kind of that should be a point of attention.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So stick with you, Sir Edward. You mentioned the markets. Can you just explain kind of Kindred's approach to Western markets?
Well, okay. So I think in the kind of analyzing Kindred is always, some people might call them conservative, but they've always, they were the first, and in many ways, they were the first company to trigger kind of an international expansion, but they've always targeted kind of regulated markets or markets that are about to regulate. And they've always wanted to take a very kind of safety first approach to getting market share in those areas, in those jurisdictions. And I think, again, this is going back to what they have to answer is how are those markets changing on the ground? How much harder it is for them to kind of grow and effectively grow their business, right? Taking kind of much higher inbound costs. I can see them kind of revising their position in the UK. Also in jurisdictions such as Belgium, where they put a lot of kind of restrictions on casino, and they might have to revise one or two of their kind of their brands.
Okay, so Squire Ted, because of all these potential revisions and obviously CEO now stepping down, how likely is a potential sale or even a merger? Or Kindred?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a possibility. They've already set that out themselves. They said after the Q1 results, I think it was, they were considering sort of all alternative options to boost revenue, including a merger or a sale. Obviously, at the moment, that's just them putting the sort of the feelers out there, I guess, just making sure it's that anyone's aware of them. You know, there's definitely not an auction happening at all anytime soon. I think that'll hinge on, as Ted said, how the new CEO adjusts and how adjusts the company's position. What sort of state they see themselves in, both here and also in America, I guess. It's certainly a strong possibility, and there could well be a lot of interest in that. Like, Unibet is a very well established sportsbook brand, 32Red as well, a well known casino operator. And we're also kind of living in an age of mergers and acquisitions right now. If you just look at all the various brands that Entain has onboarded over the years, Flutter bought Sisal. You know, if you look to the US, Caesars Entertainment buying Hills. There's various examples of it out there. And I think an experienced company like Kindred with some established brands, you know, some experienced trading teams, sportsbook teams, compliance and a tech platform and so on could prove to be a valuable target for some people, but whether or not they go ahead with sales is going to depend on their performance throughout the rest of the year, obviously.
I'd like to add to that. I think in terms of, you know, forecasting a sale, it's going to be quite difficult, because I don't think there's kind of I don't think that there's a natural fit for Kindred. Yes, it's a good company, but unless, as Ted said, it can sort out its positions within markets, yeah.
It's quiet, Ted.
It can go and reach a sale. Now, for years there's always been talks about creating a Nordic giant with Betsson, but I think Betsson are in a different path at the moment, and they would not want to fit in with Kindred. So I think, to me, it would point out, if it's a sale, it would probably go to a big private equity firm. But that's, again, on the condition, it's actually very, very hard to kind of value Kindred right now, because it's facing so many headwinds. And actually, I think for that sale to happen, the investors, and especially if you see its investor makeup now, it's taken on quite... I think its biggest investment now, investor now, is a company called Corvex. I think it will want to see kind of improvements, bottom line improvements to the performance, and then it will start to prep up Kindred for a sale.
So Henrik Tjarnström isn't the only departure from Kindred. Squire Tech, can you just give us an update on who else has left?
Well, as you said earlier, obviously the chief financial officer, Johan Wilsby, they announced last week, I believe it was early last week, that he'll be stepping down later in the year. There's also been some reports today. I've not seen this confirmed by the company yet, so it could be later on, but there's been some reports that their chief operating officer is going to be stepping down, which is Snyders, I believe, Anyap Snyders. Apologies for butchering the name there. Yeah, so it does look like a general restructuring. A lot of high level changes being made at Kindred in order to, as Ted said, bring in some fresh management to go ahead with any sort of review and adjustment they're looking for to ultimately improve their performance.
Perfect. And again, with all these big senior wholesale changes happening, why should we, the industry, be paying close attention to Kindred's developments moving forward? Sir Edward.
Because I think ultimately, look, Kindred's going to be a big story this year. And ultimately, it tells the issues of what is happening, you know, what is facing gambling PLCs and their, you know, what are the challenges of their growth strategy, especially in Europe. And amid that, it's in the backdrop of, is M&A the only kind of strategy out of these hurdles for these businesses now? And I think that everyone should be paying close attention to who Kindred are going to hire, how they restructure their C-level team, but also kind of their individual market plays. A sale of Kindred would be massive. It would be transformative for the industry. This is a very good company, and it's also a company that can actually execute and get out its products to market, which not a lot of tier ones can do these days.
What would you value Kindred at in terms of numbers?
I really really don't want to answer that. Take that out, man. You put me on the spot. I don't know, because it's a company in recovery. If you are their investors, I mean, what is your picture of recovery for Kindred, and where do you think they're going to land at, you know, come December? And then I think they can really start talking about valuation.
Okay. Squire Ted, anything to round off on there?
No, I don't think so. I mean, just reiterate what Ted said, really, that about why we should be paying attention to this sale. And yeah, it could really it could tell a story for the future as to, yeah, maybe what other gambling, publicly traded gambling companies could expect. And also just almost like a blueprint, I guess, as to looking at how a company operating across various, you know, regulated European markets are going through changes, how that impacts on your business, both sort of financially and operationally.
Perfect. And any of these changes at Kindred, or any future development, shall we say, at Kindred, will be covered at spcnews.co.uk by Sir Edward Menwee himself and Squire Ted, along with Jesse Sale, the senior journalist at SBC News. So, listeners, keep an eye out on those sites. Sir Edward, Squire Ted, thank you for joining me today. To the listeners, thank you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of iGaming Daily, brought to you in conjunction with SBC Summit Barcelona, being held at the Fira Barcelona Montjuïc on the 19th to the 21st of September. If you want to find out more about some of the subjects raised today, feel free to explore any of the sites in the SBC News Network, or check out the latest edition of the SBC Leaders magazine. Happy reading.